Now let's continue with our exploration of hypnosis and its possibilities. So now, what actually is hypnosis? Hypnotists, when explaining hypnosis to a client, will often talk about the mind being like an iceberg, with the part we are aware of, the conscious mind, as the tip, and all the rest of the mind, like the bulk of the iceberg, below our understanding. Now, this is to suggest the mind is something apart from the rest of us. Now, I've learned from my practice and my experience with hypnosis, everything's connected: the brain, the mind, the body, the emotions, and all the vibrations and frequencies that surround our beings. Everything is connected, so you need a process that can access everything. So I say yes, there is a conscious mind, part of our active and our waking life, so that we can function. It filters out a lot of external, internal input so we can get through our day. Otherwise, we will be flooded with images, emotions, and energies that will confuse the heck out of us. What we do in hypnosis, deep state hypnosis, is to allow the energies that are usually filtered out or suppressed to work to help the client resolve hidden traumas and issues and enhance their well-being. By using deep state hypnosis, they access only those parts and places that bring help. In fact, that only helps work that is optimal, beneficial, and appropriate for the individual. Why? Because we have found that those deep states bring forward only aspects that bring help for the individual. That's why hypnosis is a science and an art. It's a methodical and creative at the same time. Now, I have to say, hypnosis, the state, in of itself doesn't actually do anything. It clears things away that allow access. It's a gentle and positive way to the parts of us that can help us. As an aside, people ask, how does hypnosis help with physical issues that modern medical science seems unable to help, especially with so-called chronic disease and the autoimmune disease? First of all, neither hypnosis nor medicine can heal. All things being in balance and harmony, the body and the spirit of the person, we will always work toward health and healing. It's just that all the stress and strains of everyday life, all things are never equal. Hypnosis is the easiest way to achieve balance and harmony. Take away the trauma and the issues that turn us inside out, and then allow the body and the spirit to achieve balance, harmony, and health. And in this deep state hypnosis I use, it's called Simpson Protocol, it accesses everything. Everything that is in need to create to change for that person. So you see, hypnosis, deep state hypnosis, only works one way, and that's toward harmony and away from crisis. Which is why it's such a great tool to relieve trauma, fears, phobia, and increase the healing capacity of the human body. In other videos, I will talk about my experiences and the experience of others in this field, often achieving what to the client and the medical professionals working with the client considered miracles.